Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Jewish state has a unique history from the Roman Empire until today. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to give us this history.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The short story that you request is that when the Jewish Commonwealth was finally ripped from any political, economic, and military ability by the Romans for the second time in 135, Jews never stopped living in the land of Israel and trying to come and to immigrate to it, no matter what the conditions were and which foreign occupier, whether it was Roman, Byzantine, Arab, Persian, Crusader, Mamluk, or Ottoman empires that ruled this area. We always were coming here. The Jewish people around the world always contributed money to the various projects here. And so when, in the late 19th century, as you noted, anti-Semitism, specifically Russian and East European pogroms, began to be a pressing issue, and a fellow by the name of Theodor Herzl, a Viennese Austrian Jew, said, it's enough prayer, it's enough pining, it's enough reciting Psalms or other books of the Bible that recall to us, like Lamentations or Isaiah or Ezekiel, not just read about it, but let's do something. And he formed a political movement, which we now know today as Zionism. And that movement in World War I gained the recognition of Balfour, who was the prime minister, and he issued a declaration which then led to the San Remo Conference, which eventually in 1922 brought about the League of Nations decision that the Jewish homeland in its historical entity would be reestablished, reconstituted.
Winky Medad with the history of Israel from the times of the Roman Empire until today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Winky's history lesson from the times of the Roman Empire until the Jewish state of Israel today is a testimony of God's faithfulness to the Jewish people, which is absolute. The ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel in Ezekiel 37 and also in Ezekiel 34 is a revelation of God's end of times plan for a Jewish state to be on the scene. A Jewish state in our world today is the most significant sign of fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...